Bridget Carey, senior editor at CNET, CNET.com. Hi, Bridget. Welcome to our Tech Tuesday this week.
Well, thank you. This is a very gadget-heavy week, I would say, in the tech world. Everyone's talking today about the new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus reviews are out, including ours.
And you did not get one, correct? You were going to wait and see if there were any...
Well, me, yeah. Like, I mean, I have a 7 that's doing just fine. This is kind of like the middle child of all the iPhones right now. I mean, Apple is going to have a big splashy 10 version that will look a lot different. That'll come in October. And so if you really, really want something that's going to look different, you know, why not wait if you're not suffering and just see everything there is to offer? I think true fans want to have the best to look different, and they're going to wait. But they would be waiting for a while because they're, you know, it could be hard to get that new one. It could be in short supply by the holidays.
Innovation-wise, Bridget, what are we looking at that's different on this phone from the others?
Oh, the 8 and 8 Plus? This is all about the camera. I mean, our phones, you can pick up anything to go get on Facebook, right? You know, but now it's all about the camera. And so this is, if you spend more on the bigger one, that's the Plus, it has two cameras, and you can do some effects like being able to do, you like take a photo of someone, and after the fact, you can change the lighting to like cut out their background and make it all black, so it looks like it's in a portrait studio.
Nice.
So it's getting a little smarter there, and also it has some augmented reality effects, things where you're taking video and putting animated objects on top of it overlaid, so it looks like they're sitting there, you know, in your shot. These are the kind of new tricks now that they're using to sell the phones.
Bridget, I've had several people, I've seen this on Facebook a lot in the last couple of weeks. They'll take a picture of a loved one, and then they'll post it, and then they'll make it look as though that person has animal ears and a snout. And I say to myself, we live in the greatest time ever.
That's Snapchat.
Is that Snapchat?
God, you are adorable.
Well, I don't know what the practical purpose of that is, but I've seen so many pictures like that in the last few weeks. And every time I see one, I go, yeah, but he's not a donkey. He's a guy that you put donkey ears on.
Okay, Snapchat was part of Apple's big presentation, too, because that's what gets the kids' attention.
People like that.
What can I do to myself, and what can I show off? Because it's all about showing off, right? When you buy the 8 or the 8 Plus, it's going to look exactly the same from the front as the current one. It still has a button. It looks all the same. What's different is that there's glass on the front and back. If anything, that could make your life more miserable if it's, you know, easy to crack. So you have glass on the back.
Yeah.
And the reason there's glass on the back is because you could do wireless charging. But that means you got to buy an extra thing to put on a pad and put it on the pad just right in the right place. So what time are you saving when you're not plugging it in? I don't know. But now you got a big pad on your table instead of a cord. It's a cool thought. It's cool to think that if you go into a Starbucks, they'll have charging stations you could just pop your phone on. There's a lot of like future cool benefit of going somewhere and having a charging station rather than cords everywhere.
Yeah.
For the time being, your life's not going to change much.
All right, I'm going to do a Snapchat picture of Bill with ears on.
I will sue you if you do that. I've already told an attorney that if this ever happens, to sue Wendy.
How do you? Oh, I'm sorry. This. I know this is radio and I shouldn't be giggling, but you now have a big leafy green afro on. Bridget, he's going to hit me.
I just don't understand why people are so enamored by this.
It's just stupid.
I know. But...
Everyone got tired of taking selfies. Now there's selfies with cartoons, and so there'll be something else later and something else later. Well, eventually you won't even recognize yourself, and we'll just like get rid of our faces completely.
I guess.
There's a weird thing where you can speed yourself up, and it makes your face morph a little bit, and I did a crazy video that just cracked me up. I didn't post it, but I looked like one of the Olsen twins. It like smashes your face down. It's just something fun to do. Bill, you got to let yourself go once in a while.
It's all lost on me. I swear every time I'm on Facebook, it's filled with what Wendy just described. And I say, shouldn't we be working on a cure for cancer or something instead of this?
All right. Well, we know what's going on in the world of iPhone this, iPhone that. What about the Android world? And who do a lot of people still have Android? They're into the Samsung end of things, correct?
Or into what Google does, which is their new Pixel line. It's like a pure Android experience. No extra fluff from Samsung or others. But Google doesn't actually make the hardware themselves. They kind of work with HTC to make it. And the latest little buzz is that this next Google Pixel 2, which Google is totally teasing right now, so you don't buy an iPhone, they're going to announce it on October 4th, so you can see it then. But some developers went in the code that's out for Android and saw like hints at what this phone could do, and there is code indicating that it will be a phone that will respond to squeezes, like the phone itself can detect the pressure in your hand when you squeeze harder on the sides, as if there was like a button, so to speak.
I have that same feature, by the way, Bridget.
You're like the human Pillsbury Doughboy.
well, when you poke or squeeze, whatever it is, it'll be able to do something like activate the assistant or set off the camera or whatever you want to set it to do. Now, this is just a trick that already exists in some phones, so we're not too surprised about it.
Yeah.
Does these things, but this is what they do to stand apart.
All right, and finally, before we let you go, and you may not have time to answer this, but I know that there was some connection between Amazon Prime and Whole Foods, and I've seen people post things on Facebook, like, look at how much I saved. I went to Whole Foods yesterday, and am I supposed to tell them I'm an Amazon Prime member? How do I get that reduced rate?
Okay, not yet is the answer.
Okay.
So Amazon said they're thinking and working on ways to make it cool that you have Prime, that you'll get a discount at the checkout, but they haven't figured that out yet, and they don't know what went in. I wouldn't even count on that being anytime soon. Right now, they're just really good at, you know, doing these promotions for avocados and apples, but not everything in the store is discounted. It's just a few items here and there.
But that's coming.
Right.
That's coming.
So,
Bridget, can I squeeze in one other quick question? I noticed once every other day or every third day, I get a box that pops up on my computer from a thing called CCleaner that tells me that all I need to do is press one button. But now it turns out they've been hacked. And if you have been hacked by CCleaner, how do you know and what do you do about it?
This pop-up is coming up? I'm so sorry, because that's awful. I guess the one hint is that you're getting pop-ups. It's not good.
Don't click OK.
No, I know not to click on it.
Well, how do you know? You can always tell when something suspicious is going on, and you can always buy, if you really are in the dark, sometimes what I do when I'm in those positions is I'll Google, how do I know if I'm affected? And sometimes there's a way to tell that is laid out in a blog post. But then you can also just download a reputable service like your Symantec, you know, similar things like that, like your typical Norton's, you know, things that are reputable. They tend to do scans. They might not catch everything new, but at least it's better than nothing. It's better than sitting around doing nothing and never knowing and having your computer, you know, be turned into a bot.
Right.
No one wants to be a bot.
No one wants to be a bot.
Shaz bot.
Except Wendy. She doesn't mind. Bridget, thank you so much. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Thanks.
If the world doesn't end on September 23rd.
Yeah, the world's been hacked.
Be careful.
Bye, Bridget. Hopefully not for the last time. It's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com. It's right there on your computer. We'll take a quick break, then some news, and then our friend Rich Coase, good friend of Svengoolie, you know, who has a huge honor.
Tight as ticks, I hear.
Tight as ticks. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.